What would you call the bar that the wheels of the wagon fit onto?
Axle.
Okay. What would you call the X-shaped frame that you lay a log across in order to chop it into stone bricks?
Horse.
Okay. What would you call an A-shaped frame that you use to lay boards across to make a table? You know, like for a church dinner or something.
Oh. What do you call it? I can't think of the name without that.
Okay. You'd say you fix your hair with a comb and a...
brush.
Okay. And when you're using one of those, you'd say that you're going to what? Your hair?
Comb and brush. Brush my hair.
Okay. And you sharpen an old-fashioned straight razor on a leather...
leather strap.
Okay. And, let's see. Oh, what do you call those things that you put in a revolver?
Bullets.
Okay, anything else you might call?
Shell.
Mm-hmm, anything else?
Let me see, bullets, shell. That's all I can think of right now.
Okay, you might say they weren't using live ammunition, they were just firing blanks,
dummies.
Okay. When I was in high school, we had a kind of a, it was something like a fountain pen. Only you didn't have to fill it like from an ink bottle. What you do is the back of the pen is screwed off, and then you could buy these little plastic things that had ink in them already.
Uh-huh.
And then it had a little sharp point, you know, the pen did.
Ballpoint pen?
Well, it's sort of different because it wrote like a fountain pen. But you get this little plastic thing that was full of ink, and then you punch it on there, and the pen is screwed back on.
I don't know about that one.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, what do you call a piece of playground equipment where you got a board and kid gets on one end and kid gets on the other and they go up and down?
Seesaw.
Okay. And if kids are playing on that, you'd say those kids are?
Seesawing.
Okay. Have you ever seen a kind of homemade sort of playground stuff where you got a limber plank and it's fixed at both ends and kids get in the middle and jump up and down on it?
Yeah, but I don't know what you call that neither. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've heard what you talk about, but yeah. See, that's a little after my time.
Yeah, well, I never seen one though. I don't know.
Youngsters today, I think they use them
more
now.
Yeah, okay. Sometimes another kind of homemade thing like this, there'd be a long plank and they'd anchor it in the middle like to a stump or a post or something, and a kid gets on each end and they go around and around. What would you call that?
Around and around.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is neither.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, if you get a rope and tie it to a tire and then tie another end to a tree limb, then you've got a
swing.
Okay. What would you call a container for coal that people used to keep near the stove and fireplace?
Oh, coal bin.
Okay, I think it's smaller than that. You know, it was like they could carry it in.
What was that? That's also a scoop. Ain't no scoop. That's a I used to pack them in our school in Lockport. And you won it, so I don't forgot the name of it. But I know what you're talking about, though. Not ain't no shovel. Scoop, scoop, scoop. Oh, I can't think of the name of it right now, but I know what you're talking about.
Okay, you stop me here. Let's see.
That's my word, me. I'm going to think of what the...
You can tell me when I come back.
What do you call that thing?